ESLpod.com presents Interview Questions Answered, Episode 5. Hello, I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. This series is designed to teach you the English you need to know to have a successful interview. We'll first listen to some tips on how to answer the question, and then we'll listen to and explain two sample answers for the question. Our question in this episode is, what are your strengths? Let's begin by talking about some tips that will help you answer this question. Once again, this is a very typical question in a business interview, especially for a U.S. business. They are going to ask you to tell them what your strengths are. What are some good things that you have? Your goal in answering the question is to try to emphasize strengths that you think are important for this particular job. So you want to show that the good things that you have are matching the needs of the company. There are three kinds of strengths that you can talk about in this answer. One is what we would call knowledge-based skills, or specific skills that you've learned either in school or by working through experience. This could include things such as computer skills, a university degree, being able to speak different languages, having some technical ability. This is all knowledge that you got from somewhere and that may be useful for this job, for this new company. A second kind of skills is more general. It's what we would call transferable skills. Transferable comes from the word transfer, to move or to change from one situation to another. Transferable skills are skills that you can take with you to different jobs. Things such as being able to manage people well, being a good leader. That's not something you study, but that is a skill that you can use in many different kinds of jobs. Being able to solve difficult problems. Perhaps being good at planning projects. Being a good communicator, someone who can communicate or tell someone their ideas in a clear manner. All of these are what we would call transferable skills. A third kind of strength you could have are personal strengths or personal traits. A trait, T-R-A-I-T, is a characteristic, a quality of someone. Personal traits are qualities about you as a person. For example, you are dependable and reliable. If you say you're going to do something, you always do it. That's a personal trait. It isn't a skill like learning how to program a computer or managing people in your job. It's something about you, but it is important to be a good employee. It is an important skill to be a good employee. Another personal trait might be being flexible or being outgoing, someone who's an extrovert who likes to talk to other people. These are all personal qualities. You have to think about all three of these areas: your knowledge-based skills, transferable skills, and personal traits in thinking about how to answer this question. A couple of other things that you want to do in this answer. One is to review or go over again some of your strengths that may be already in your resume and in your cover letter. A cover letter is a letter that you write to a company to say that you want to apply for a job. Your resume, of course, is a list of your experiences, your education, and so forth. even though you've mentioned things in your resume or in your cover letter, this is a good time to remind the interviewer or tell the interviewer about those strengths. Finally, you want to be able to give specific evidence or examples of how these strengths that you are talking about have helped you in your job in the past. So you don't want to say just, I'm dependable, I'm reliable. You want to say, I'm reliable, for example, and then give an example of how that has helped you in your jobs in the past. Let's take a listen to a sample answer. First, we'll listen at a slow speed, followed by an explanation of this answer. Here we go.
As you can see from my resume, I've taken advantage of every opportunity to complete training to develop technical knowledge in this field. Now I'm considered an expert in the technologies that my current company is working on. Last year, when the company decided to expand in this area, the management selected me to head the new project. To head this team effectively, I used my planning skills to make sure that the team was on task and on time at all times. My management skills came in handy to get the most out of each person on the team. For instance, two of the team members came from competing departments. I worked with both of them closely and entrusted them with the most important part of the project. This way, I was able to develop trust between these two team members. This resulted in producing excellent work while forming one of the most sought-after partnerships in the company. Because this was a new initiative, the nature of the job changed as the project developed. Another one of my strengths is that I'm flexible and I'm able to handle change in the company or in my job responsibilities. When I started on this project, we had 4 team members. By the end, we had 16. That means that I needed to go from working one-on-one with each team member to having to delegate responsibility as the project grew. This was possible because of the trust I had built up within the team and my ability to shift gears when the project changed over time.
Our first sample answer begins by the person saying, as you can see from my resume, meaning if you look at what I have given you already, my list of qualifications, you can see that I've taken advantage of every opportunity to complete training to develop technical knowledge in the field. She begins her answer by talking about her knowledge-based skills, the things that she has learned, that she has received training on, technical things. She says she has taken advantage of. To take advantage of something means to use an opportunity as much as possible to get the maximum amount from an opportunity. In this case, the opportunity was to help her learn more about this particular type of job. She says, now I'm considered an expert in the technologies that my current company is working on. She has special knowledge, special expertise for her job. Then she gives an example of how she has used this knowledge in her current job. She says, last year, when the company decided to expand in this area, the management selected me to head or to lead the new project. So she has knowledge and she's used it in her job. Then she goes on to talk about some of her transferable skills, general skills that a good employee could use in a number of different jobs, in many different jobs. She says to head this team or to lead this team effectively, I used my planning skills to make sure that the team was on task and on time at all times. Planning skills are the ability to plan, to organize something. This is a transferable skill. You can say, I have good planning skills. I'm able to plan something. She gave a specific example of how she used this skill in her job. She says she used it to keep her team, the group of people she was working with, on task and on time. To be on task, T-A-S-K, means to be doing what you are supposed to be doing, to be doing your job, not to be listening to podcasts, but to do what the company pays you to do. So remember that. On time means you are doing it before the deadline, during the time or by the time that you are supposed to have it completed. She goes on to say that my management skills came in handy to get the most out of each person on the team. Management skills are another kind of transferable skill that in this case means the ability to lead people, the ability to manage, the ability to organize and control and guide a team of people. She says they came in handy. That's a expression which means they were convenient, they were useful to me, to come in handy, H-A-N-D-Y. These skills came in handy to get the most out of each person. To get the most out of someone or something means to get the maximum benefit, to get as much as possible of something from someone or from a situation. For instance, and again, she gives a specific example, two of the team members came from competing departments. I worked with both of them closely and entrusted them with the most important part of the project. So she worked with these two people. She worked with them closely, meaning she worked with them very carefully over a long period of time. She was next to them or in communication with them for a lot of time. And she entrusted them, meaning she gave them the responsibility for the most important part of the project. This way, she says, I was able to develop trust between these two team members. U.S. companies are looking for people often that can work together in a team. And so this example is a very good one because she shows how she was able to help people work together in a team. She helped develop trust. When you trust someone, you are confident in them. You believe them. This resulted, she says, in producing excellent work while forming one of the most sought-after partnerships in the company. When we say something is sought-after, S-O-U-G-H-T hyphen A-F-T-E-R, we mean that it is very desirable. Many people want it. It's something that other people want to have. The word sought is from the word seek, S-E-E-K, which means to look for or to search for something. Sought is the past participle of that verb, as well as the past tense of the verb. The interviewee, the person being interviewed, continues by saying that because this was a new initiative, because what she was working on was something new for the company, the nature of the job changed as the project developed. The nature of the job is what the job required, what you were supposed to do for the job. The reason she mentions this is because she's going to now talk about another one of her strengths. This time, she's going to talk about a personal trait. She says, another one of my strengths is that I'm flexible, and I'm able to handle change in the company or in my job responsibilities. To be flexible, you know, means to be able to adapt, to change yourself to a new situation. She's saying that she's flexible, and because of that personal trait, she's able to handle or take care of change in the company. It doesn't bother her. It doesn't create a problem for her. She's able to handle the change. She said when they started working on the project, they had 4 team members, 4 people working. By the end, the project had 16 people. That means, she says, that she needed to go from working one-on-one with each team member, individually, one-on-one, to having to delegate responsibility as the project grew. To delegate, D-E-L-E-G-A-T-E, means to give responsibility to someone else, to give someone else something to do. Because the team got so big, she had to, as the leader, delegate responsibility. That was possible, she says, because of the trust I had built up within the team. The trust that she built up means the trust that she developed, that she encouraged among the people on her team. She also says that her ability to shift gears when the project changed over time also helped her. The expression to shift, S-H-I-F-T, gears, G-E-A-R-S, means to be able to change what you are doing, usually to change quickly and do something different. Maybe the project requires something different that you didn't expect. You need to change gears and do it differently, do something in a different way. This is an expression that, again, emphasizes her flexibility, one of her personal traits. So she gives knowledge, skills, transferable skills, and personal traits and examples of how all of those strengths, those positive things, helped her in her job. Now let's listen to this answer, this time at a normal speed.
As you can see from my resume, I've taken advantage of every opportunity to complete training to develop technical knowledge in this field. Now I'm considered an expert in the technologies that my current company is working on. Last year, when the company decided to expand in this area, the management selected me to head the new project. To head this team effectively, I used my planning skills to make sure that the team was on task and on time at all times. My management skills came in handy to get the most out of each person on the team. For instance, 2 of the team members came from competing departments. I worked with both of them closely and entrusted them with the most important part of the project. This way, I was able to develop trust between these 2 team members. This resulted in producing excellent work while forming one of the most sought-after partnerships in the company. Because this was a new initiative, the nature of the job changed as the project developed. Another one of my strengths is that I'm flexible and I'm able to handle change in the company or in my job responsibilities. When I started on this project, we had 4 team members. By the end, we had 16. That means that I needed to go from working one-on-one with each team member to having to delegate responsibility as the project grew. This was possible because of the trust I had built up within the team and my ability to shift gears when the project changed over time.
Now we'll listen to another sample answer, followed by an explanation. One of my biggest strengths is my communication skills. In my current job, I work with people from all over the world and many different backgrounds. I'm able to understand that everyone has different perspectives about projects and work tasks. One of our most recent hires comes from a developing country. It's very tempting when talking about the latest technological developments to dismiss or at least ignore her perspective. However, as the head of the department, it was clear to me that this new employee brought a fresh perspective on why we needed to consider different options when deciding on the type of technology to adopt. Through hard work and determination, I was able to get the rest of the department to make important changes that moved us in the same direction as the project. I was fortunate that I was able to develop these analytical skills when I was an undergraduate student at McQuillan University. The program I was in used case-based teaching so that we worked on solving real-life problems under real-life conditions. I graduated at the top of my class, and now I make use of the skills I learned there every day. The second sample answer focuses mostly on transferable skills and personal characteristics. This is a good strategy, a good thing to do if you are applying for a job where you don't have a lot of technical experience in that particular job, but you have transferable skills and personal traits that you think would help in that position. He begins his answer by saying that one of his biggest strengths is his communication skills. Someone who has good communication skills is good at talking with other people, of getting his ideas or her ideas across, being able to tell or communicate things to different kinds of people. So he mentions that this is one of his strengths, that he's able to understand people with different perspectives, different ideas. Then he gives an example of this. He is a type of manager. He's the head of the department at the company where he works. His department got a new hire, or a new person that was hired to work at that company, from a developing country, meaning a country that may not have a very big economy or a very sophisticated or advanced economy. He says that it was very tempting, or there was a possibility, that he would ignore the perspective or the ideas from this new person, from this new hire. Instead, however, he says that he understood that this new employee would bring a fresh perspective. When we say someone will bring a fresh perspective or a fresh idea, we mean that they're new, they're unique, they're creative. So part of his communication skills was to talk to this person and understand that they had some good things, some new ideas they could contribute. He then mentions a couple of personal traits that helped him. He says, through hard work and determination, I was able to get the rest of the department to make important changes. Hard work is someone who is very serious about what they do, who makes sure that they work a lot of hours or they work very diligently, very seriously on whatever it is that they are responsible for. So hard work, or a lot of work, is one of his personal traits. It's something that he can do. Determination is another personal trait. Determination, D-E-T-E-R-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, means to make a decision to continue doing something, even if it's difficult, even if it causes you problems. These are personal characteristics which he used to help change his department. Finally, he says that he was fortunate to be able to develop analytical skills when he was a student at McQuillan University, which of course is one of the best universities in the United States. Analytical, A-N-A-L-Y-T-I-C-A-L, means the ability to analyze. Analytical comes from analyze, meaning to examine, to understand something. This is, again, a transferable skill, although he talks about learning it at the university. He says the program that he was in, that is, the classes that he took at the university, used something called case-based teaching, where they would work on real problems rather than just textbook problems. He says that he graduated at the top of his class, and now he uses these skills, he makes use of them in his everyday job. To graduate at the top of your class means to graduate as the best student. You were the best student in your school. Talking about your university performance as a kind of knowledge-based skill and being at the top of the class, although it isn't a specific skill, shows that you have good training, you have good education. Now let's listen to the answer again, this time read at a normal speed. One of my biggest strengths is my communication skills. In my current job, I work with people from all over the world and many different backgrounds. I'm able to understand that everyone has different perspectives about projects and work tasks. One of our most recent hires comes from a developing country. It's very tempting when talking about the latest technological developments to dismiss or at least ignore her perspective. However, as head of the department, it was clear to me that this new employee brought a fresh perspective on why we needed to consider different options when deciding on the type of technology to adopt. Through hard work and determination, I was able to get the rest of the department to make important changes that moved us in the same direction as the project. I was fortunate that I was able to develop these analytical skills when I was an undergraduate student at McQuillan University. The program I was in used case-based teaching so that we worked on solving real-life problems under real-life conditions. I graduated at the top of my class, and now I make use of the skills I learned there every day. That concludes Interview Questions Answered, Episode 5. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2006. ESLPod.com presents Interview Questions Answered, Episode 6. Hello, I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. This series is designed to teach you the English you need to know to have a successful interview. We'll first listen to some tips on how to answer the question, and then we'll listen to and explain two sample answers for the question. Our question in this episode is, what are your weaknesses? This is one of the more difficult questions to answer in an interview, and many people don't know what they should say. Your goal in answering this question is to name a weakness, something that causes you problems, that can be improved, something that you can make better. You also want to mention something that could be a positive thing in different circumstances. Now, you don't want to try to mention a strength and say that it's a weakness. For example, you can't say, well, one of my weaknesses is I work too hard. I'm a workaholic. I work too much. That is a strength, and your employer, the interviewer, will see that you're not really answering the question. So don't try to use things that are strengths and call them weaknesses. Instead, you want to keep the weakness a minor one or a small one. Don't mention a big problem you have. Mention a smaller weakness, a smaller part of you that needs to be improved upon. So, for example, if you like to show up late, come to work late every day, you don't want to say that's one of your weaknesses, or you like to steal from the company. Definitely not something you want to say as one of your weaknesses, even if it is. Instead, you want to pick some things that are less important. You also want to say how you can improve in this area of weakness, how you can make yourself better. In fact, you want to show that you are already making yourself better in terms of this weakness. Finally, you want to give some specific evidence or examples of how you are working to overcome or to improve upon your weakness. So you want to give them an example of what you're doing to improve yourself, to improve this weakness that you have. Here are some options in answering this question. First, you can tell the interviewer about a weakness that you have already improved, you have already overcome, you have already made better. So you used to, for example, get nervous when you had to call someone on the telephone. But then you did something, you practiced, you talked to someone, you got some training, and now you don't have that weakness anymore. So you're telling them about a weakness, but you're also telling them that how you made it better. Another option is to tell the interviewer about some mistake, some error that you made in the past, to show how you learned from that mistake, how you learned from that error. So you can say that you did something wrong in one of your previous jobs, but that you learned from that and that you became stronger. So the mistake is the weakness, but you also show how you became better. Finally, you can tell the interviewer about a weakness that doesn't relate directly to what you are going to be doing on this job. It doesn't relate to the duties or the things that you have to do for the job. So it may be a weakness that's not related to the things you are expected to do in the job. Let's listen to a couple of sample answers, and I think you'll have a better idea about how to answer this question. What are your weaknesses?
A weakness that I have is that I don't like to do public speaking, and I get nervous when I have to give a presentation or a speech in front of other people. I realize that I won't need to do any public speaking in this job right now, but I want to overcome this fear so that when the time comes, I'll be prepared. It's important to me to identify any shortcomings that may affect my job performance or career advancement opportunities, and to do something about them. To combat my fear of public speaking, I took a public speaking class at Lytton College a few months ago, and after I finished the course, I joined a Toastmaster club. I have been going to the club meetings regularly, where I give speeches in front of other members, and I get constructive criticism about my performance. I can say that in the past 5 months, I have become a better and more confident speaker. I think, however, I can be even better, and that's why I've continued to attend meetings and to look for opportunities to put into practice what I've learned. I'm confident that in a very short time, I'll be an even better and more effective speaker and presenter.
In our first sample answer, the person began her answer by saying that a weakness that I have is that I don't like to do public speaking. Public speaking means standing up in front of other people and giving a talk, giving a presentation. This can be a weakness in many jobs where you're expected to give presentations to other people in your company or to other companies. So this is a weakness that she says that she has. She says she gets nervous when she has to give a presentation or a speech in front of other people. This is very common. Many people get nervous. It's not a serious problem. She doesn't pick a big problem. More importantly, she talks about how she made herself better. She says, I realize that I won't need to do any public speaking in this job right now. So that she's selected a weakness that is not related to this job, but it's a general weakness when it comes to some companies. She goes on to say that I want to overcome this fear so that when the time comes, I'll be prepared. She's doing a couple of things here. First, she's talking about how she wants to overcome her fear. To overcome, O-V-E-R, C-O-M-E, one word, means to get over a problem, to control something so that it is no longer a problem for you. I overcame my fear means I no longer have that fear. So she wants to overcome her fear of public speaking so that when the time comes, meaning when something happens, when the right time comes, when she needs, in this case, to do public speaking, she'll be able to do it. So she shows here not only that she wants to improve on her weakness, she also shows that she wants to do better and wants to have more skills for a potential future job. She says that it's important to me to identify any shortcomings that may affect my job performance. To identify means to recognize, to know, to select. The shortcomings that you have are the problems that you have. Shortcomings, shortcomings. I-N-G-S, all one word, are things that aren't as good as they should be, problems that you have to work on to improve. She says that she wants to be able to know, to identify these problems and do something about them. Now she's going to say how she is working on this problem. To combat my fear of public speaking, she says, I took a public speaking class at Lytton College a few months ago. To combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, means to fight and win. Here it means the same as to overcome. So to overcome or to combat my fear, I took a class at Lytton College. After I finished this class, this course, I joined a Toastmaster club. Toastmasters are groups of people who practice public speaking. Often they are business people who are nervous when they give public presentations. And so they have meetings. This is not part of the company. This is an outside of the company organization. They have meetings which they use to learn how to speak better in front of other people. So she goes to this Toastmaster club regularly. She goes to their meetings and she gives speeches in front of the other members. After she gives her speech, she gets constructive criticism on her performance. Criticism is when someone tells you you did something wrong. Constructive criticism, C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-V-E, is criticism that helps you. So you can have criticism that doesn't help you. Someone says, oh, you're terrible. That's not helpful criticism. If they say, you're doing this wrong, and here's how you can get better. If they give you a way of improving, that's called constructive criticism. So the woman giving this answer says that she gets constructive criticism, which helps her improve on her public speaking. She ends by talking about how she has now mostly overcome this weakness. It's no longer a problem for her. Mostly. She says, I can say that in the past 5 months, I have become a better and more confident public speaker. To be confident means that you believe that you can do something. She says, I think, however, I can be even better. And that's why I continued to attend meetings and to look for opportunities to put into practice what I've learned. So even though she's gotten better, she shows that she continues to want to improve herself. And so she keeps going. She continues going to these meetings. She also says she looks for opportunities to put it into practice or to put into practice what she learned. The expression to put something into practice means to use what you have learned, perhaps at school or at a training, and use it in a real life situation, an actual situation. She says, I'm confident that in a short time, I will be an even better and more effective speaker and presenter. So notice how she took this weakness, getting nervous about talking in front of other people, and she described how she made herself better. She already is making herself better, and that she will continue to improve. She also selected a weakness that is not directly connected with what she has to do on this job. So that's another smart strategy. Now let's listen to the sample answer, this time at a native rate of speech.
A weakness that I have is that I don't like to do public speaking, and I get nervous when I have to give a presentation or a speech in front of other people. I realize that I won't need to do any public speaking in this job right now, but I want to overcome this fear so that when the time comes, I'll be prepared. It's important to me to identify any shortcomings that may affect my job performance or career advancement opportunities, and to do something about them. To combat my fear of public speaking, I took a public speaking class at Lytton College a few months ago, and after I finished the course, I joined a Toastmaster club. I've been going to the club meetings regularly where I give speeches in front of other members, and I get constructive criticism about my performance. I can say that in the past 5 months, I've become a better and more confident speaker. I think, however, I can be even better, and that's why I've continued to attend meetings and to look for opportunities to put into practice what I've learned. I'm confident that in a very short time, I'll be an even better and more effective speaker and presenter.
Now let's listen to another sample answer to the question, what are your weaknesses? When I started my first job, I had trouble with procrastination. Even though I never missed a deadline, I found that procrastinating put me under unnecessary stress, and this hurt my enjoyment of the job. Fortunately, I realized the problem fairly quickly and did something about it. The first thing I did was to talk to my colleagues about how they managed their time effectively. I learned that many of them used project management software, which I also began to use. This type of program allowed me to set deadlines and benchmarks for the different tasks I had to do, and gave me reminders about how far along I should be on a given task. This helped with my planning and has made me more organized overall. Now I use this type of planning for all of my major job tasks, and procrastination is no longer a problem for me. In this second sample answer, we see that the person has identified a weakness. In this case, it is with procrastination. Procrastination, procrastination, means to delay doing something, to wait until it's almost too late before beginning on something, to wait too long before you start something. This is procrastination. Now, procrastination is definitely a weakness, definitely something that might hurt you. But this person answered the question by saying that even though I procrastinated, even though I used to wait too long to begin my projects, I never missed a deadline. So it was never a serious problem. He says instead that it put him under unnecessary or unneeded stress. Stress, stress, is the anxiety that you feel, the worry that you feel about problems, personal problems or professional problems. So even though this is a weakness, it's not a weakness that has hurt him in his job. It is, however, something that he has tried to fix. He has tried to make better. He says, fortunately, I realized the problem fairly quickly, meaning pretty quickly or very quickly, and I did something about it. The second part of his answer explains exactly what he did to get over this weakness. He says that he talked to his colleagues and asked them how they managed their time effectively. To manage your time means to schedule your activities so that you can finish everything you're supposed to do. You put things in the right priority. That's part of managing your time. He learned that many of his colleagues use something called project management software, a computer program that helped them get their time organized and manage their time effectively. He explains that this project management software helped him set deadlines and benchmarks for different tasks he had to do. A benchmark is like a goal or an objective. It's a certain point in a project where you've completed part of it. So you have a big project that takes 10 weeks. You can divide it into smaller parts. And when you finish a certain part, you've reached a benchmark. You've finished an important part of your task, an important part of what you have to do. Well, this software program helped him do that and also gave him reminders about how far along he should be, meaning how much progress he should have made in order to still be on time or on schedule. He says this helped with his planning and has made him more organized. Now, he says, he uses this type of project management software, this type of planning, for all of his job tasks, and procrastination is no longer a problem for me. So this is a problem that he says he doesn't have anymore because he did something about it and he improved himself. There are lots of other types of weaknesses that you can talk about. You might talk about how you sometimes lose your patience, that when someone is talking to you or someone is doing something, you become frustrated. If that's your weakness, then you have to say how you are getting better. You are setting expectations. You are thinking about things and establishing a kind of behavior that is acceptable, so that you don't lose your patience. You might also say that you have problems with organization, that you used to have in the past problems with organization, but now you have a schedule and something that helps you organize yourself better, and you're no longer seriously affected by this problem. Now let's listen to the sample answer number 2, this time at a normal speed. When I started my first job, I had trouble with procrastination. Even though I never missed a deadline, I found that procrastinating put me under unnecessary stress, and this hurt my enjoyment of the job. Fortunately, I realized the problem fairly quickly and did something about it. The first thing I did was talk to my colleagues about how they managed their time effectively. I learned that many of them used project management software, which I also began to use. This type of program allowed me to set deadlines and benchmarks for the different tasks I had to do, and gave me reminders about how far along I should be on a given task. This helped with my planning and has made me more organized overall. Now I use this type of planning for all of my major job tasks, and procrastination is no longer a problem for me. That concludes Interview Questions Answered, Episode 6. We hope you enjoyed this series. Remember that each of our episodes has a complete learning guide, which contains all of the vocabulary and definitions, along with additional information about the questions and a complete transcript of the episode. To listen to more courses like this, go to our website at www.eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2006.